This is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We're continuing this rather long discussion of Krishna's qualities, which is part and parcel of Vibhavalambana, as the Prem Vishai. And then this is his qualities for his Premashraya devotees. These particular qualities of Krishna, his nam, his rup, his form, his qualities, they excite their particular loving mood by seeing them. So one thing is Krishna's 64 qualities that are being described here, one by one, for 200 pages. The whole 200 pages of this book is all about the vibhav. Vividad bhuta basavit. This is the quality number 7. Adbhuta basavit. He's vit. He's very expert in so many types of languages. Adbhuta is amazingly expert and with precision knowledge all the languages. Krishna knows Sanskrit. He knows Vrajbhasha. And he knows the language of the animals. He can speak to the cows. He can speak to the parrots, to the peacocks, the elephants and the tigers. He can communicate with them in their own way. And as we said in the 64 qualities, and he speaks in the heart of the devotee. Very nice description there, how he interacts with the devotee. And then there's different qualities of his speech. So here it's defined here. He gives a verse to qualify himself and to explain this quality. It says, Viradbhuta Bhashavit Saprokto Yas Tukovidha Nana Deshyasu Bhashasu Samskrite Prakriteshucha. A person who knows the languages of various countries, the vernacular and the languages of animals, is called a knower of astonishing languages. Adbhuta Bhashavit. He knows if someone can speak, even to animals, that's quite unusual. Now he gives another verse to describe this. It says, Braja Yuvati Shu Shori, Shori Sainim Surendri, Pranata Shirasi Shorim, Bharatim Atanoti, Aha Pashushu Kireshvapi, Apabramsha Rupam, Katam Majani, Vidagda Sarva Bhashavalishu. Krishna expresses himself in the vernacular to the young gopis of Braj. In Sanskrit to the respectful Indra, and in a colloquial dialect to the animals, to the people of Kashmir and the parrots. So apparently the human beings of Kashmir, which is part of India, isn't it? North India somewhere. And they speak some type of colloquial dialect, which he's fully conversant with. And then, of course, parrots, he speaks to them and other animals. How amazing! How has he become expert in all these languages? This is a statement of one elderly observant in Braja during Krishna's Leela. He's a special dialect. A special dialect of a particular region is called Shorasheni. It actually explains that this is the language of Mathura of Braj, because Krishna's name is Shori, because it's Shora, the dynasty. So that language, we call it Brajbhasha, but their actually proper name is Shorasheni. The language of Braj, of course, we're practically the same place with the same dialect. He spoke to the animals. This includes cows and buffaloes. So he didn't leave out the buffaloes. Prabhupada defines a wonderful linguist in Nectar Devotion, the same word, vivid adbhuta bhashavit. Rupa Goswami says that a person who knows the languages of different countries, especially Sanskrit, which is spoken in the cities of the demigods, and other worldly languages, including those of the animals, he is indeed a wonderful linguist. One old woman in Vrindavan, here it says, an elderly observant, the translation here is an elderly observant resident of Braj. But they don't have any gender. They're just observant. They're neutral. But Prabhupada seems to understand who it is. An old woman. He says, an old woman in Vrindavan. An old woman present in Krishna's pastimes. It becomes a little more flavorful here. I mean, it's really flavorful. If you look at this sentence, it says, an old woman makes it so flavorful and intimate and approachable and near. It's very, Prabhupada brings the whole language, brings the whole thing very near to us. And that's Braj. Braj is very near. The form of Krishna in Braj is the form where Krishna makes himself very near. He becomes very near to his devotees. Other forms, there's one gate and two gates and three gates and four gates and five gates and six gates. And you're just devotee or Vishnu Bhakti and you're coming to see him. By the time you get to the sixth gate, you get so tired you fall asleep. So I don't even want to see him. You have to pass through seven gates just to get darshan of Lord Vishnu, who sits on his like 80-foot high throne. Om Narayan.
Yes.
It's like, in other words, in different forms of the Lord, his bhaktas are so distant. They're very distant. But Krishna's like, he's on your shoulders. And the gopis are catching him by, hey, Pakaro, Shyam, catch him by the arm. They hold him by the arm. This is Krishna. The nearest and dearest and closest to everyone's heart. The sweetest and most charming presentation of Godhead. So anyone that has sweetness in their heart or charm in their heart or wants to be near the Lord and have intimacy with the Lord, he'll naturally worship Krishna. But if you want to have God, but in a formal way, or a respectful way. Yeah, God's there. I'm here. You stay put. I'll worship you from here. So those Vishnu worshippers and the formality, there's formality there. There's distance. Heart's distance. They're pure devotees. They're premis, everything. But they want this. Hey, don't get too close. And Vishnu likes his space also. But Krishna, he doesn't have any space. His space is this region of your heart. Krishna fills the region of your heart and takes it over. That becomes his space and his place where he has his pastimes in the very heart of his devotees. So every single devotee claims that Krishna is my Pranath. How is it? Hey, wait a minute. He's my Pranath. No, my Pranath also. He's in my heart, so he's the Lord of my heart. Lord of my heart means my Pranath. He's taken over the whole region of my heart. So he's my Pranath. Oh, yeah. You're right. Once an old woman in Krishna's pastime stated in surprise, ah, how wonderful it is that Krishna, that's Prabhupada is a Vrijvasi. I mean, he's a gopi. So just see the difference in language between this book and that. This is a translation of Jiva Goswami's purport. There's one translation here and one here. How wonderful it is that Krishna, who owns the hearts of all the young girls of Brajabhumi. Braja, Yuvatisha Shodi, this is Jiva Goswami's verse and commentary. Who owns the hearts, as I mentioned, of all the young girls of Brajabhumi. How he can nicely speak the language of Brajabhumi with the gopis. While in Sanskrit he speaks with the demigods and the language of the animals, he can even speak to the cows and buffalo. Similarly, in the language of the Kashmir province, and with the parrots and other birds as well, as in most common languages, Krishna is so expressive. Now that's the actual translation. It is bhav. When you're glorifying the Lord, you can't glorify the Lord unless you have bhav. And these are his eternal associates. They're full of bhav. So their statements, their words are full of bhav. So that's why it says in order to translate transcendental literatures, one has to be very, very advanced. It's not just language transporting Hindi into English or Sanskrit and Bengali into English. You're not just transporting a concept or an idea, but you're transporting a bhav. Tattva is there to be transported correctly. Correct translation according to tattva. And siddhanta, you have to, it says like this, no change it. And then she was amazed. She's an old lady, doesn't understand so much. She's a simple old lady and Braj, and she loves Krishna, and she sees his extraordinary talents and abilities, and she's heartily appreciating them. And with her own language, she's trying to share her deep feelings of attachment and appreciation for her lover, her beloved Krishna, to her friends. And then, but still, she's amazed, and because the quality is adbhuta bhasha, it means amazing, and she's amazed by his adbhuta bhashavit. She's amazed by his amazing expertise in language, by Krishna's expertise in language. She's also amazed. And she's conveying the same to her gopi friends, sakhi friends. And she's also wondering how. And then Prabhupada said, so that's the end of her quotation. So she was inquiring from the gopis as to how Krishna became so expert in speaking so many different types of languages. She wanted to know, gopis, do you know how? And they said, you don't know? Do you know who his teacher is? You know who's teaching him all these languages? How to speak to the parrots? How to speak to everyone? How to speak to the cows? Do you know who he's teaching? There's only one teacher. He only has one teacher. One teacher taught him all these. One teacher taught French, Spanish, Russian, English, everything. Imagine going to college. One teacher teaches every language. Impossible, isn't it? Humanly impossible to have one teacher that's a master of every language to teach you. No. There's one gopi. She's very, very talented. Her name is Jai Jai Shri Radhe Shyam. Tomorrow we'll hear about Krishna's eighth quality.